We have one more story for you today from the 96 Olympic Games. More than 20 years ago, hundreds of teenagers and young adults from all over Georgia played in the Atlanta Olympic Band. Earlier this month, some former players, now in their 30s and 40s, gathered for a reunion. Mary Claire Kelly takes us there.
This is the 1996 Olympic Marching Band playing their signature song, Pinnacle. And this is what they sound like 20 years later. Around 700 high school and college students were enrolled in the Olympic Band program. About 25 of them show up to this July 2016 reunion with their instruments. Trumpet player Jill Sewell is one of the reunion organizers.
We have a Facebook group. It's been off and on, dormant and active. So last year on August 4th, I said, hey, 19 years ago tonight was closing ceremony, and we walked off the field, we said goodbye, and we never saw, you know, we haven't seen each other again.
Now, about 60 of them, including parents and former volunteers, are at the Lakeside High School atrium. They're catching up and chowing down on hot dogs and hamburgers from the varsity. Among them is Bucky Johnson.
Currently, I'm the mayor of Norcross. I was the director of the Atlanta Olympic Band from the time it was formed in 1992 till the Olympic Games in 1996.
At the time, he was the band director of Georgia Tech. Johnson was the one who submitted the proposal to the Olympic Committee to form a marching band program for the Games.
And I said, well, who do you want directed? They said, well, we want you to direct it. So I got some great directors. We drew kids from all over the state of Georgia. We did it for the 4 years and then finished with opening and closing ceremonies, which was fantastic.
In the years before the opening ceremonies, the band played a number of events, including Bill Clinton's presidential inauguration and the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
And one of the neatest moments of my whole life is marching out on the field, because, I mean, after the announcement, it was 5 years before the Olympics came. So marching out on the field for opening ceremonies was like such a wonderful feeling, because it was like, it's finally arrived. Atlanta's killing it.
The band was made of high school and college students because it was a music education program. The teens and young adults would audition every year.
I was the youngest person in the Olympic band in 94.
This is David Fairchild. He arranged for the reunion to be held at this high school because he's now the band director here.
And I'm friends with a ton of people who are also band directors because they all came out of this thing. And we all have this great unifying, like, origin point, you know, of all being a part of this really special group that existed for a small amount of time and a huge part of the city's history.
The closing ceremony in 96 also closed the book on the Atlanta Olympic Band program, as well as much of the music they'd performed for 4 years. The composer of several of those songs and arrangements is Bill Locklear, who's also a special guest at this reunion. One of his works, commissioned by band director Bucky Johnson, is Pinnacle.
He said it needs to exhibit grandeur. I think that was the word that he used. It has to have gravitas. I played around with it and fooled around with the keyboard and came up with this funny little interval. Bah, da, da, da.
Locklear composed the work, but he never conducted the group at the Olympics. He sits excitedly as a small band gets in tune for Pinnacle.
I heard it played live the day I passed it out and rehearsed it at Georgia Tech all those years ago, and I never heard it live again. I only heard it on TV or in recordings. Tonight is the second time I get to hear it live.
At the reunion's close, the group invites Locklear to come on stage to conduct them for the first and maybe the last time. For WABE, I'm Mary Claire Kelly.